Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. I'm psychic medium Drew Calley, and I'm here with evidential medium and spiritual intuitive Kim Griffin. And we just want to welcome you to our new show, Speaking Spirit. This will air every Thursday evening at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and is dedicated to all things spiritual. However, we wish to place an emphasis on evidential mediumship. Mediumship is the art of communicating with your loved ones in spirit and providing you with evidence, information, and messages to provide you with peace, healing, and hope. A medium is a person who connects those in this world with those who have crossed over to the next. Although Kim and I have worked together on other shows and in other capacities, tonight's show will be an introduction to us both personally and professionally. And in the latter part of the show, we will be taking calls for mediumship readings. If you wish to connect with a loved one in spirit, please log into the chat room and provide your first name along with your area code so that when we're speaking to you, you know that we're speaking to you directly. The call-in number is 929-477-2551. Again, the call-in number is 929-477-2551. And just once again, I just want to stress the emphasis on mediumship. If you wish to connect with a loved one in spirit and wish to have a live reading tonight from Kim or I or us both, please log into the chat room and just put your first name in there along with your area code, and we will refer to you by the first name and your area code so you know we're speaking to you. Kim Griffin can be found at www.kimgriffinmedium.com. It's KIMGRIFFINmedium.com. Facebook.com/Kim Griffin Evidential Medium. And I can be found at www.drewcalley.com. It's DREWCALI.com. And if you can also find me at Facebook, Facebook.com/psychic medium Drew Calley. Kim, welcome.
Well, thank you, Drew. How are you today?
I am excellent. I'm really excited to be doing this show with you.
I know. I'm really, really excited, too. As you know, I was doing one with Luann Shaver, Beecher, and, you know, and we still do it every now and then. It's just that our schedule is a little conflicting, but we had talked about this for a while, so I'm so glad that we're able to do this now. This is really, really great. It's going to be a lot of fun, too. So
I know, and we talked about last August, just for a few, like, you had mentioned to me, and I'm like, that's funny. And I was doing one with Shelley Wilson on and off, and we had talked about it. And then it didn't come up again, and then you went on doing your thing with Luann, and I was able to fill in a couple times. And we just kept talking about it. So here we are. I'm really excited. I'm really excited. I just wanted, again, I think we had talked about kind of making this an introduction. And if you've listened to us before, I still think it's important that we start our first show introducing ourselves personally and professionally. So I'll let Kim just tell us a little bit about her and her mediumship and whatever else she wants to share, and then when you're ready, I'll ask you a question or two.
Okay, sounds good. All right. As I tell everybody, as I was growing up, I didn't have what other people had as a popular experience, seeing, you know, grandma walking into the room or grandpa in the closet or them at the bed, the foot of the bed, which is great, but that just didn't happen to me, you know, or they had different spiritual experiences when they were younger, and children will feel spirit because they don't have that whole left brain thing trying to figure it out and blah, blah, blah. They just kind of go with the flow. I didn't have any of that. I did have an experience when I was about 8 years old or 9 years old, but that's the only experience that I had. I saw a spirit in a door jamb. Like, there was a little crack in the door, and I said something to my mother about it, and she's like, there's nobody here. So you just need to go and play in your room or something, you know. But she didn't really poo-poo it, but she's like, there's nobody here. And when I was 7 years old, and, you know, I just thought about this recently, too. I had ruptured appendicitis, and it was ruptured for about 12 hours. I should have been dead. So I came very, very close to that line. So I believe that could have catapulted some things as well. I'm not really, really sure. You know, I don't remember any near-death experience, to be honest with you. But when I was a teenager, it really, really started, and it started in a dream state. So I had spirits coming to me that would let me know that they had passed before I knew that they had passed. So I would have a dream of Mrs. Smith coming to me saying that she's going away or she's whatever she's doing or I died or whatever. And I'm thinking, no, she's still alive, you know, and I would get up the next day and then I would hear, oh, Mrs. Smith down the road died, you know. I'm like, oh, okay. And, you know, the first couple times I just thought, well, that's strange, you know, but then it would happen over and over again, you know. And certain predictions I would seem that would happen within my dream state. I had a premonition of my mother's death, and that was the most clear that I ever had. And I won't go into all the details, but everything about her passing was in my dream. And it was a phone call. In my dream, I got a phone call. And then me and my sister were next to her bedside. And a doctor came in and asked her if she was a drinker, if she was an alcoholic, which my mother wasn't. Did she fall? And we're like, what are they talking about? And there's blood all around her. And what had happened was in my dream state, when I went to go see my mother, there was no blood. There was no blood, visible blood around her. So I remember the nurses asking all these questions about, did she fall? Did she do this? You know, apparently in my dream, she hit her head, you know. And I got up the next day and I would talk to my mother every morning at 8:30. And so she called and I said, you know, I had a dream that you passed. And she went, oh, would you cut the crap? You know, so I'm like, well, I'm just telling you, I had this dream. And so she didn't ask me what it was about. She's like, I don't want to know anything about it. I don't want to know nothing about it. And I'm like, okay. A month later, she had an aneurysm. And that's exactly what happened was we got a phone call, went to the emergency room. Me and my sister were there. Nurses come in questioning us. Was she a drinker? Did she fall? And I still, at that particular time when I was getting asked all these questions, I didn't put it together because my main concern at that particular time was my mother. You know, I didn't think about a dream or a premonition that I had in dream state a month beforehand, you know. But, you know, at, like maybe a week after that, I was like, oh, my God. And also what had happened in the dream, they said that there was blood all around. And I remember, and this is in real life, when we go into the, we went into one room with a neurosurgeon, and he puts up the x-ray, and he says, there's blood all around her brain. So I just was like, wow. Like, after I put it, all the pieces together, I was like, oh, my God. And so my father had died probably, I was 21 when he passed. I was 28 when my mother had passed. So needless to say, my 20s were full of a lot of self-discovery, a lot of self-destruction, I should say, and a lot of sorrow and a lot of pain. And I think for me, that's where the mediumship, believe it or not, really kind of catapulted. I think what happens is that when somebody has been through a lot of turmoil in their life, for some reason or another, they're able to relate to certain people, and they're able to relate better to circumstances and whatnot. I'm not saying people that don't go through that can't be mediums, but I just know for me, you know, being in my 20s and going through all that stuff at one time and a bad marriage and all that, I think it contributed to, you know, reaching up to spirit. But I also have to emphasize the fact that I was not in a good state of mind, and I don't think that spirit was ready to reveal itself completely to me. I had an alcohol problem, a horrible alcohol problem. Found myself in not so great marriage. I had two young children. I waitress. How am I going to take care of these kids? The last thing in my mind was to connect to spirit, but I was still having these dreams, and I had to parents that weren't around anymore. But I had a very bad relationship with my father. So it made it, believe it or not, so it made it worse when he had passed, because I was like, son of a gun. Now, you know, I can't tell him off. You know, but I was just getting to the point where things started to look good for me and my dad as far as our relationship, and then he passed. When I entered into a outpatient rehab and did a plan of recovery of from my alcoholism, that's when things took a different turn. That's when things just went like full tilt. It was just like boom, and it started happening a lot, but still in dream state. And but things would, weird things would happen around me, just strange things. Before that too, I'm getting a little ahead of myself. When I was in my 20s again, I lived in a house where there were two spirits in there, and I could feel them, the energy. I even called up my landlord and said, you know, I didn't even know how to say it. And, you know, as I'm going, she goes, oh, so you met the priest in Tony. And I'm like, okay. You know, so I'm like, I guess I did. So I was telling her about all the experiences and stuff. And I never felt that it was bad or negative. I actually felt protected, to be honest with you. It was a very, very good feeling that I had with them around me. But anyhow, so as I got into my 30s and whatnot, again, I was raising my children and whatnot, and things started happening. It was probably in my early 40s that I, and I'm 53 now, that I started to really kind of pay attention and figured, well, if I can do this in dream state and all these other things are happening, I wonder if I could like, happened to me in, you know, in my waking hours, you know. And I always had an intuition, but I didn't know I had an intuition. Like, I always knew certain things, but I just kind of chalked it up that it was just kind of natural. So the intuition part I didn't even think about, to be honest with you. It was the connecting to spirit thing that was really, like, intriguing me, and I was grabbing for. So anyhow, excuse me. So as I said that I couldn't talk for 20 minutes, and here I am. I started just reading, like, you know, some friends and whatnot, and not really taking it seriously, because to be honest with you, Drew, this was the last thing in the world that I thought that I was going to do. The last thing in the world. I mean, if the people that knew me way back when would be, are you kidding me, her? But it was just, I didn't choose mediumship. I believe it chose me, like it chooses people. Like, not just me, not that I'm sure. So special, but I think it, I should say, we don't choose it, it chooses us. And a friend of mine, who has since passed, actually, had suggested you need to go into development. And I'm like, for what? Like, you know, like, I don't know if I really want to, I don't know if I want to do this, I don't know, you know, I don't know, yeah, knew nothing really about it. The only thing that I have ever seen, really, was John Edwards. And the other one, I wouldn't even, I just didn't take seriously. I'll just say the other one. So I don't want to say anybody's name or anything. But John Edwards, I was like, yeah, I could wrap my head around that, you know. But anyhow, so we went to a platform demonstration with a medium, and it was funny because I'm sitting there, and as she is connecting with people, in my own head, I'm thinking, I wonder if I can connect. Really, now, I wasn't saying anything. I wasn't saying anything. I was just like one of the participants, one of the audience members, but things were true, like what I was thinking. I'm like, oh, and then this happened, and then this happened, and you know, then it would be repeated by the medium, and I'm like, ooh. So then I did go to development. And then what I did was I stayed with her for about a year and a half, maybe 2 years. We worked mostly on her intuitiveness, and by that time I just already started reading people. We did a little bit of spirit work, but that not that much. And I was cranking. Like, I wanted to get to the spirit part of it. I wanted to understand everything about it. I read everything I possibly could. Some of the things I didn't agree with, some things didn't resonate with me, some things did resonate with me. And then what happened was I started looking up to other development circles. And there was a place up in Pompton Lakes, New Jersey, The Journey Within. And I was like, Well, first I saw Jenna Havoc's, I saw maybe her website or something that was connected to The Journey Within or whatever. So I was like, that's very intriguing. And I want to go up there and I want to check it out. And I did. And as soon as I walked into that church, I just felt a connection that I was supposed to be there. You know, these people have a lot to offer me, and I'm going to take full advantage of it right now. So I think that day or that night, I sent an email to my teacher, my other teacher, said, sorry, whatever, you know, and I don't even know if I could get into any of the classes, to be honest with you. And the rest of that year, it wasn't Janet, but it was another teacher, this woman Sharon, who was a fantastic medium, fantastic teacher. I was in her class. And then that summer, Janet had a workshop. And if you took the workshop, you could get into her regular class on Monday nights. So I did that, and once I did that, it was a whole new world opened up, the whole new understanding of what mediumship is, a whole new understanding of spirituality and how it intertwines with mediumship, and a whole introduction to the SNU, Spiritualist National Union, and Arthur Findlay. And then I learned from some of the tutors that would come over from Arthur Findlay and take some of their workshops. And it was just, you know, and again, like when I was at the other development, I already started reading people.
I was just going to ask you that.
I already read people, and I actually had to be longer because I wasn't charging people for a while, and then I started charging them, but it was a very minimal amount, let's say $30 or something like that, you know, because I don't want to say I wasn't respecting my own mediumship, but I didn't put any value on it because I didn't have the confidence at that particular time. So I think, you know, once I got into the journey within, and I was even reading a little bit of people before I even got into development, like I said, so it was like a little bit of this, but all free, you know. People say, oh, go to Kim, you know. Blah, blah, blah. And I would notice that my intuitiveness would come out, and I'd be like, oh. But I didn't know the difference between psychic and mediumship as far as the feel, the energetic feel to it. You know what I mean? I mean, knew the difference, the definition. I just didn't know the energetic feel. So, yeah, so that's basically my story, and that's it. I was up into the Journey Within for about 5 years, and again, taking a bunch of classes. I did readings, private readings in my home in New Jersey, and I had an office in Chester that I shared with a couple girls, and I did platform and home galleries, and now I'm in North Carolina, and I'm starting all over again.
I just wanted to say, like, you know, just for the listeners out there, platform mediumship is basically gallery-style mediumship, or when someone stands up in front of a group of people and says, I have a person here, and starts describing it, and people will raise their hand. And I think I just wanted to ask you, like, do you have a favorite part, whether it's intuitive reads or mediumship or groups or privates? Do you have a favorite aspect of it?
Mediumship is my favorite. I love mediumship.
Do you still get stuff in dreams, or now that it kind of you actually put the effort in to have it come out more on a conscious level, do you find that it's
Yeah, I don't get too much in dreams. What I will do is I get it a lot in my twilight, right before I go to sleep. And then I'll have a spirit come to me, and it's like, well, it's too late now. I'm sleeping. So, you know, and they don't bother me anymore. I had some, once I completely opened up to mediumship, I was having a lot of experience in my dream state. Some of them that were not too pleasant, and I don't want to say evil or dark or anything. It's just that when you're telling spirit, come to me, they're going to come to you, you know. And when I say that, there was a child that came to me. And that was very uncomfortable for me. And to this day, I do not bring children in. And it's not that I don't want to. They don't come to me.
Oh,
and I think
really?
That, and
why?
Actually, there was, well, actually,
I
lied. I didn't, because this dream or this, I don't even want to say it was a dream, this experience that I had rattled me so much that when I got up, I was in a sweat, and I said, I'm never doing missing children. I'm never doing it. Because I had a dream, and I can't even say it was a dream, because I could hear the screams of the child. So I don't even know what that was about. I have no idea what that was about. So I don't know if spirit was coming to me, or I have no idea. And I don't want to get into all the details and bore you, because it's boring. It was just, I want to say, because I don't want to give people the impression that was a dark
story. No, but I think it's a valid point, though, Kim, because I feel like, you know, look, I lost my mom. I had an 8-month stillborn. I had someone who was close to me commit suicide that was in my family. So sometimes I feel like if I'm not comfortable with a certain type of relationship, the ones that mm-hmm. I am comfortable with seem to come, not all the time, but sometimes easier. So I was going to ask you about that because, I mean, people always say, like, I think I have a lot of people that come and they'll be afraid of spirits. And like you were just saying, you can set boundaries, but in the beginning, when you're asking for them to come to you, like you said, you know, they might show up at, you know, times that aren't that reasonable, right?
Right, you know, and then it got to the point where they were knocking. And I don't mean they were knocking on my door, like literally knocking, but it was like that in your mind's eye. I would hear them knock, like as I'm going into sleep, like knock, knock, knock. I'm like, not now. So what I had to learn to do, because I would get done with the reading, I would go to bed, and I would still get communication through my sleep. And, for instance, I had this woman that came to me, and I'm giving all this, I thought was great evidence, and then all of a sudden, it'd make me a real believer if you could tell me that what his name was. I mean, I'm giving her hardcore evidence, and she wanted to know what his name was. And I'm like, I don't play that game. So I'm like, I don't know what his name is. So, you know, she's like, well, I believe, blah, 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 blah. But anyhow, so I went to bed that night, and all of a sudden, and it went on for a long time, he was screaming at me. I heard a spirit screaming at me, Fred, Fred, Fred. And finally I got up and I said, well, why are you screaming at me? Because I hear you, you know. And then, because this was in my sleep and it was waking me up. And I called her the next day and I said, his name is Fred. And she said, it is Fred. And I said, yes, and why is he yelling at me? She goes, because he was deaf at the end of his life, so he screamed a lot. So I'm like, okay.
Oh, wow.
So it's funny because people will think, oh, my God, it's so scary. They did this and they were yelling. There's always a reason behind it. You know what I'm saying? So I could have taken it as Fred was really loud and obnoxious and mean because he was yelling at me. The man was deaf. And that's why he was yelling. So there you go.
The only other question I have is I know that you are really big on development. So I wanted to see, I know you hold, you know, we didn't talk about events or anything like that we have going on, but I know you hold, like, is it Skype or chat room or Facebook circle?
And
so
it's Blessings, Love, and Lights, a Facebook page, and it's a development page. I'm one of the administrators. Nellie Duran is the owner of the page, and there are four of us. Pam Long, Mary from Scotland, and Carrie from Alabama, and Nellie from Florida. And we have a bunch of circles and that people can join via Skype or the chat room to learn to develop their mediumship. What I do is I have taken a few of the girls in private sessions, and I have done mentorship. And probably if they're listening, I'm sorry I didn't do anything this week, but yes. So that's what I do.
Thank you very much. It's really interesting. You know, we have so many parallels. We really do. I mean,
yes.
I think it's very similar for me in a lot of respects. When I was growing up, this was not on my radar. I was a really sensitive kid, and I'm a big guy. I'm like 6'2", 250. But even growing up, I was a bigger kid. I was really athletic, but I was really sensitive. And I remember my dad was hardcore old school, you know, I'm Italian-Irish, and he was Italian, and just old school. So he was real tough with me. And I remember, you know, it wasn't a good thing to be sensitive in my house. So, you know, my younger years in my teens, I started rebelling a lot because, I don't know, I was just a defiant teen. Like, I had a problem with authority, and I was a pain in the ass. So,
me too.
You know, it wasn't a good combo. I tell people this stuff, like, listen, I don't float, I don't have a bat phone to God, and I'm definitely not an angel. You know, it's one of those things where, you know, I started experimenting with drugs and alcohol when I was in my young teens. And by the time I was in my 20s, like, I remember when this happened to me in my early 30s, and I'm 39 now, but when I was 24, I was at a bar with somebody I was going out with, and we were down in Hoboken, New Jersey, and I didn't remember this until like 10 years after, once the mediumship came. But I didn't have any experiences intuitively or otherwise that I was aware of. But I did have a very good knack with people. Like, I knew if somebody was uncomfortable, and I know some people say that, oh, that's empathic and that kind of thing. But to me, it was just natural. It was just the way I was. I could feel people's energy. But anyway, so we were sitting there, and I was getting to know her, and she started talking about her father who passed away. And all of a sudden, I felt this warm feeling come over me, and I grabbed her hand, and I'm like, your dad's telling me that you have his hands. And that there's like this green box in the lockbox in the garage with a, can't remember what was in it, like it was jewelry or there was like a locket or something like that. And sure enough, she just started crying and looking at me, how'd you do that? And I'm like thinking, I'm drinking my beer, like, what are you talking about? Like, I really just couldn't accept it. And not only that, but I couldn't even register it on a conscious level. And at that time, you know, there was the only person I'd ever seen on TV do mediumship or just mediumship in general was James Van Prague, who I thought was fantastic on one of the earlier shows that he was on. I was glued to that. And only when I caught it, but I remember seeing him. You know, he's got that big mustache. You can't mistake him. When I was that age, it was just such a weird, odd thing to see on TV. And people would come up and sit at the table, and he'd be like, your mother's here. And she's, you know, it was like just so, just quick and real. And then John Edward, for me, was really a big game changer because I just think he touched so many people because he was such a down-to-earth, normal, not trying to be something he's not guy. He's not going to give you a bunch of fluff and tell you that, oh, you know, they say this, they say that. He'll give you the evidence, and the evidence of what he's getting about them is the proof and is the message. And
exactly.
That really resonated with me because, you know, pretty much once he became a household name, I had the same issues that you did. And it's funny because, so the audience knows, Kim and I are both from Jersey. We met through the Journey Within indirectly before that, but then at the Journey Within on that Monday night course. And then we both moved away from Jersey pretty much at the same time, which is really funny. So we really got close in this last year or two. So basically, you know, my battles with alcohol, drugs, and all that kind of stuff definitely went on in my 20s. And I ended up joining the military after 9/11. So I went into the Army, like 26, did the whole, you know, tour duty thing, came back. And, you know, I didn't realize how spazzed out I was. If you asked me, I wasn't. But I was definitely, I guess, bitter or angry or confused, I don't know. So when I came back, I had a business opportunity, ended up getting the business opportunity going. It took off. And then in a very short order, my mother got sick with cancer. I got married. My mother passed away right after we got married. Then we had an 8-month stillborn baby girl, Emily. And then 30 days later, my brother-in-law killed himself. So this was such a crazy year or two period. And right at that time, after my, and this happened between, like a lot of it happened during the holidays. So it was just a crazy time. So that's when I started cleaning up my life. I started going to therapy. I started cleaning up my life, stopped drinking and doing all the other things that I shouldn't have been doing. And most of, it wasn't like I was on the corner, smoking crack, but I definitely was taking prescription medication from the Army for an injury I sustained in combat. I was taking pain pills. I was taking Adderall. I was taking stuff to sleep, and then I was taking anti-anxiety stuff. So I wasn't even feeling my feelings. You know, I was just such a mess at the time. So when I took all that out of the mix, and then I quit drinking, which was very difficult for me because my whole social life was just, like, different now. A year to the day, almost a year to the day that I stopped drinking, my sister put me in touch with this psychic, and I was like, all right, whatever, I'll talk to the psychic. And she ended up telling me, like, Drew, you're really supposed to do this work, and your guides are saying this, and I'm sitting there going, this is horse crap. There's no way. This is just not happening. And then she was like, look, you know, your guides want to meet you. And I'm like, what are their names? You know, I was that pain in the ass. And she was like, listen, just sit down tonight and meditate. And so I Googled how to meditate. I did everything wrong. I surrounded myself with white light. I sat in a high barstool type chair around an island in my kitchen, so my feet weren't even touching the ground. It was 1 o'clock in the morning. The experience that I had in a 30-minute period was absolutely mind-blowing. Like, there was a face that – there was a river flowing up to the waterfall instead of away. So I just remember that detail, and it was like on the other side of the river there was this man – right at the end of the meditation, and I was determined. I remember sitting there, and I thought I fell asleep. So this man walks through the water, comes out of the water, walks up right nose to nose with me, and it looked like me, but like 1,000 years ago. It was so bizarre. So I ended up, literally, my head jerked back, and I look at my dog. I'm like, all right, it's time for bed. And then there were all these faces in the window, and then I could feel this energy moving through the house. Like, nothing scary. Well,
right.
It was definitely scary, but there was nothing bad because I got a good feeling
right.
with it, but I got like, holy shit, is this real? You know, like, is this
right.
really happening right now? So I'm sitting there drawing the faces and I'm opening the sliding doors to see if there's any feet because so one face that was stoic turned into like 3 or 4 different faces. So over the next couple of days, every time I touched water, I would hear like, this is Jonathan, you got to call Jason. This is Jonathan without an H, you got to call Jason. And I would get a visual of what he was, and so I ended up calling this guy Jason, who I knew who was a trainer at a you know like a physical trainer. So I call him and I'm like, listen, I had this dream. I couldn't even tell him that I was having this spiritual experience. I was having this dream, and this guy, he had silver hair. He smoked. He was like 65, 67 years old. You know, he had cancer, and as soon as I said the word cancer, a finger stuck right in my kidney area, and I'm like, and I know the kid. I'm like, I know. And he's like, Drew, are you messing with me? And I'm like, Jay, no. I'm like, look, you know, I got to tell you, something's happening right now because I have a finger in my back, and he's telling me this. And we were just baffled. So he ended up inviting me to his in-law's house because it was like his sister's father-in-law or something like that. So I never met any of these people. And when he asked me to go, everything in my body was like, hell no, I'm not going. But words that came out of my mouth was, yeah, that sounds good. It was just weird, you know, I was like, what am I doing? So I get over there, there's like 7 people sitting in a living room with their arms folded looking at me like, who is this idiot? And I'm like walking in, and they have all these pictures out, none of them are the age that I describe them at, and a few of the pictures got really bright and the rest of them got real dim, and I'm like, these 3, and they all look at each other, and I really thought I got them wrong. And I was almost, I would have been relieved. I was looking around like, and then they said, that's correct. And I was like, what? And then I just said, I remember saying to them something. I could feel this man next to me, not their friend, but like my guide or whatever. And I remember saying to them, look, I feel like I went from, everyone's got AM. Some people can go to FM. I just happened to hit satellite somewhere. I don't know how. And I thought it was like a one-shot deal. And all this other information came and blah, blah, blah. And I walked out of there partially elated, but the other part of me was like, this can't be happening to me. This has to be like a mistake. Like, you know, it just didn't. And then the other part of me was so excited. I was like a little kid that I started inquiring. And I ended up with Matthew Smith at Arthur Findlay College in England. I ended up going to Janet Nahovac at The Journey Within, who referred me back to England. So everything, John Holland even wrote me back in an email to go to England. And everybody that I thought would help me or that I wanted help from was either charging a ridiculous amount of money or you had to wait a year to go to a workshop or they had like a 3-year waiting list to even have a conversation. And everybody
right.
that was really available at that time, you know, what I found in the States at that time where I was looking, because I don't want to knock the States, you at United States, but everything I was looking at was like, I had people telling me anything from I had a hole in my aura to, you know, my I had attachments from negative spirits to, you know, before you go in a grocery store, you have to shut down your chakras because otherwise you're going to let I mean, it was so crazy.
Yeah.
I was so freaked out. I was walking around, like, thinking I was attracting, like, the wrong things, and I had to protect myself every 10 minutes. So eventually, what, like we were talking about earlier, what attracted me and you to John Edward was, there wasn't any of this good, bad, angel, you know, yours is more powerful than mine kind of thing. It was like, look, here's one of your relatives. Here's what I'm getting. this is what they're trying to convey to you. They're okay. They're looking out after you, and they want you to be okay. That resonated with me. So when I went, so I ended up going to England. I spent, like, you know, pretty much every 3 months I was there for a couple of weeks for, like, a good year and a half. And it really was a game changer. I mean, everything changed from friends, family. And what I found in the beginning, I don't know if you found this, I know that we had a different path with this, but for me, I wanted to tell people originally that what was going on. And I remember telling my dad, and he was like, Drew, this is not something you'd make up, so I got to believe you, you know?
Yeah.
Because for me, it was sports and business. It wasn't like I wasn't into art and music and writing, because I love doing that, but that was kind of like my closet artist. This was like,
right.
You know, I can't, and what you said really hit me before, because I do feel like it was homecoming. The mediumship
right.
found me at the right time when I was open to it being, you know, present. And when it did open it up to me, I literally felt so grateful. I was walking on air for like weeks. But it also, you know, there's so much to understand. There's so much to absorb that the more courses I took with different tutors, I picked up certain good habits, and then I picked up some beliefs that maybe, you know, didn't serve my highest good, but I just kind
right.
of... And then I started having to weed that stuff out, too. Like, well, just because this person says this is real, it doesn't really feel real for me. And I had to kind of find my way. And, you know, through conversations with you and with other people, other mediums that are constantly in development,
mm-hmm.
it's really helped tremendously. Because for me, you know, and also what's really started coming was meditation groups. For me,
mm-hmm.
the number one thing that started happening, because it all started with me through a meditation, was I started sitting with somebody on a weekly basis, sitting meaning meditating, and I would guide us into, like, a certain space and then just shut up and kind of get into it. And that
mm-hmm.
turned into, like, a weekly group with, like, you know, 10 to 12 people, and then it just kind of progressed from there. And then all of a sudden I started doing healing work, and it wasn't on purpose, but it just felt like it needed to happen in certain sessions. And then I fought between, should I do healing? Should I not do healing? Should I just do readings? Because sometimes if I do too many healings, the energy flow is different, and it can affect the processing of my information when I read people. And,
right,
you know,
right.
this is all stuff that somebody could have told me, but I couldn't learn until I experienced it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll tell you what, some of the healing sessions that I do and the ongoing healing and the conversations that we have, the intuitive work with those healing sessions, have such a profound impact on that person in the long term, where the mediumship can be that neon sign in the window that kind of gets someone looking in the spiritual shop. So I just feel like it's such a blessing to kind of even just to have this forum tonight. I mean,
yeah.
I look at my life like 7 years ago, and I look at where I am now, and I can tell you from the people that I was hanging out with 7 years ago, they'd be like, I don't know what happened to that guy. To me, it's like I found everything. And I lost nothing.
Yeah.
You know, it's like...
I love what you said about mediumship being a homecoming, because that's exactly... That resonates with me so much. It is. It's like a homecoming. And it's like our little friend Carrie says, what does she say? I got to think of it. And it's so fantastic. She says, when I discovered mediumship, I knew that God did not forget me. Oh,
yes.
God,
yes.
I love that. So that is just, I just love that, you know. God did not forget me, you know. So.
That is beautiful.
Are you there, Drew?
Yeah, I'm here. You can't hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. I'm sorry.
Oh,
so,
that's all right.
Fading a little bit.
What'd you say?
You were fading a little bit, but you're okay. You're good now.
I might have this new phone for the new show, Speaking Spirit. I'm really excited to have this forum. It feels really comfortable, and it's nice to be able to share with everybody. And if some of you have heard some of these stories before, that's all right. I just feel like it's really important that we start off on the right foot. And you know, you and I have so many parallel connections from where we're coming from and what we want to do, that really keeping
absolutely.
The focus on mediumship, I just love that. You know, I absolutely love it.
Yes.
So I guess, you know, the only other thing I wanted to say was that the process of development or consistently staying sharp or aware or not being complacent maybe is so humbling. Like the humility, like whether I want it or not, like I can be humbled very quickly because, you know, one of the things I always respected about certain mediums was I don't want to pretend that I can read for every single person, and I don't want to pretend or try to compete with other mediums. Every medium has a different way of interpreting the information that's coming. If you, me, exactly. and Carrie Wilson have the same communicator, we might pick up, all three of us might get completely different information, but still give the same, the needed information, because it's always based upon the need. And yeah. I always respect that because at first I thought readings would be like, I would know everything about this person. There would be no mistakes, right. blah, blah, blah. But what happens is sometimes I don't even know why I'm getting something. And I'll say, do you understand this? Because I'm getting this and I'm not sure where to place it. And they will be like, oh, my God, that's a great piece of evidence. But I didn't understand it. And I think part of what I'd love to do with this show is kind of, I don't want to say educate in a condescending way, but maybe open up the realm of spirit so that people can understand the process of mediumship too, because it's not, people can be freaked out by me. Like, I thought you'd be reading my mind. I thought you would know everything about me. I don't want to know everything about you.
Right.
You know,
right.
It's like, I just want to be able to, you know, give you what you need and represent the spirit world to the best of my ability. And that's the best I can do, you know? So I just wanted to say that I know we're going to be taking some readings and stuff, but is there anything else that we need to cover?
I think we pretty much covered it all, as far as, you know, how we got into this and our personal journey. What do you think?
I think we're good.
I think we're good too. So, to get into the queue for a reading, you can call area code 929-477-2551. So our first caller is area code 305, and that would be Stella. One second.
Hi, good evening.
Hi, Stella. How are you?
Hey, Stella.
Good. Thank you so much for taking my call.
All right. No problem. Thanks for calling.
Stella,
did you want to connect with somebody specifically?
Yes. It's my husband that he passed away. I don't know, like,
okay.
Do I wait for you to ask me?
Don't say anything else.
Alrighty.
So I'll see if I can tune in. And Kim, if you are tuning in, just let me know. And if you want to go ahead. But
that's okay, Drew. You can take this caller. If I get something, I'll let you know. But
now, Stella, do you understand? I keep wanting to go to my heart area. Do you understand? And I want to make sure that I'm with your husband. But I have a man here, and I want to talk about a stent in my heart or something to do where I had to have some sort of surgery. Do you understand that with your husband?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Perfect. And you understand, you know, I don't know if he's showing me that you're short or he is. Do you understand that?
Yes, I'm short.
All right. Because I don't know why, but when someone shows me height, because I don't really normally get that much height-wise, but lately I have been. Now, are you wearing the earrings right now that he gave you?
No.
All right. He keeps showing me these earrings. So I don't know what the significance is, but I need to talk about these earrings. And I keep getting like a green and a blue feel with these earrings. Do you understand why he's bringing that up?
I lost some jewelry, including earrings.
Okay. And were these earrings important? Either your mom gave them to you or he did?
He did.
Okay, perfect. Okay. Now, what's with the two boys? Do you have? Is he talking about you? I just keep hearing about the two boys I need to reference.
No.
Does he have a brother?
Boys. He has a brother, right.
Okay, and there was just him and his brother,
20.
There were two boys?
No.
I'm sorry,
no,
Stella, what did you say?
he met his brother when he was in his twenties, you know, for the first time.
Okay.
So no.
Okay. I just keep hearing about the two boys. Do you understand that his brother's in spirit also?
No, he's not.
Huh. I have another. I need to talk about the two. Like, he's making me feel like he's either with a really good friend, or it's somebody who's contemporary to him. So it's like a brother, brother-in-law, friend. Like, do you understand that with him? And I keep getting an L initial around or connected to him. Do you understand that?
No. No. Huh.
Remember I said that because I don't know if this is somewhat, if I need to move on or what, but I have this other
right.
gentleman here, and I feel like he's with your husband, and I need to go to the L connection. And I feel like
okay.
it's something like Larry Los, I don't know what this is, but it's like a L-A or L-O name, okay? Now, I know we were talking about your earrings before. Do you understand that he had an earring, or am I incorrect?
No, he doesn't have earrings.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I have another man here that's trying to get through, and I don't know where to place him, so just let me just try to get back to your husband, okay? I'm sorry. Whenever this happens, like we were talking about, sometimes I'll start getting more than one person. Now, do you understand either the motorcycle or the bicycle connection with your husband?
He's always wanting to have a bike, but, you know, like I never let him.
Like a Harley?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay. Yeah, it's so funny. It's like I just feel like he keeps showing me, like, you need to know that he is free now because I feel like this ailment was there for quite some time. Do you understand that?
Yes.
All right. And I don't know if he was sick or really off at the end, but there were signs, right?
Yes, he was very sick at the end.
Yes. And now he keeps talking about the last 2 weeks. Did you stay by his side, or was there something going on for those last 2 weeks?
Oh, yes. He spent 3 weeks at the hospital.
Oh, perfect. Okay. I just feel like, because he keeps showing me that you were holding his hand. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. And I know that you didn't want him to go, but Now, do you understand there were either 4 or 5 people in the room with him at the end or right in that vicinity?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Was it your mother or his mother that was there?
His mother is in the spirit, you know. She's with
him. So was your mother there with you?
No, just doctors because they resuscitated twice.
He was
resuscitated twice.
Okay, but I'm missing something because I keep feeling like there's the number 4 coming with family around him there. At the end. I keep being aware of the 4. You don't understand that.
Mm.
So was it just you in the hospital? I just want to make sure that I don't want to change the information to make it fit. So
if
I'm not picking it up correctly, I'm okay with that. I just keep picking up that there were either 4 people that visited him at the very end, and I keep seeing like a 5th one would
yes.
be in and out. Do you understand this?
Yes, I do.
Okay, perfect. And now you understand, you have animals in the house, right?
No, I don't.
I got to tell you, I just keep seeing cats. I don't know. I've been getting this for like 6 months now.
Well, the neighbors have cats.
Okay. Are they really close to you?
Like 30 feet away.
Okay. Because I don't know if it annoyed him or if he loved it, but I need to talk about the cats and you.
Okay.
Yeah, sometimes I'm just picking up stuff that maybe sounds a little bizarre on your end. I don't know why. If I'm aware of something, I'm just going to give it to you, okay?
All right.
And, you know, the other thing is I got to say, now, what's been going on in the last 2 years? How long ago did he pass, let me ask?
He passed about 35 days ago.
And what's so significant about February?
February.
Yes. And I feel like it's a birthday.
No, nobody on February.
Remember I said February.
I keep getting
something about I need to go into February. You know, mm-hmm. obviously there's Valentine's Day there, but I don't know if that's – I don't feel like that's it. I need to, just say again, February, and I want to go to the number 7 in the month.
Number right? 7, okay.
Yeah, like the 7th of a month.
All right.
And, you know, the big thing is I just feel like it's just really, you know, it's interesting because he's making me feel like it really hasn't even hit you yet.
No.
Like but I feel like it's like, I'm not saying you're not accepting it, but I feel like it's like you really, you need to be able to grieve, and it's important to him that you kind of, you know, I don't know what this, did you know him from, you know, I have this other man coming in here, hang on a sec.
Actually, I met him on February. Now that you
You did? Okay. You met him in February?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay. Because the big thing for me is I just feel like he keeps calling you my love. That's what I keep getting. You're my love. You're my love. And I just feel like it's so important that you know that he appreciates so much that you were there. And I got to tell you, I feel like he did not want to be a burden. It was very difficult for him. But it's like, I just feel like it's almost like he just needs you to know that it was his time. There was nothing you could do about it. And it was almost like it was almost prolonged as long as it could as it was, correct?
Right, yes.
And yes. It's like he just keeps making me feel like I'm stitching up my chest repeatedly. So I just feel like whatever kept being done, it's like he's like it was just my time. But he doesn't want you to have any regrets, and he just wants you to be able to take care of yourself. There's a lot of love here with him, and I got to tell you, he doesn't want you to put up too many walls and lose out. The big thing with him is remember the good things, and he's just making me feel like there's a lot of anxiety. And look, you just lost him 35 days ago. You sound fantastic
right.
for having lost somebody that close.
Right.
You know, so I just feel like it's just really important that you let he's letting you know that he's okay now and that he just wants you to take care of you and he's always around you. I'm going to step back with him and just leave you with that, but I just want you to know that and he keeps touching his hair. So that's the one thing he wants me to tell you about is like I don't know what he's doing. Like, I don't know if he was really proud of his hair, but he keeps messing with the sides of his hair. Do you understand that?
Yes, he would always do that. He would shave his head, but, you know, like he would always touch it, especially on the end.
Yeah, it's just like I want to almost like rub my sideburns or like mess with my hair. And I have a shaved head, so I'm doing that on the sides of my head. So I just feel like he's just letting you know that his personality is perfect and intact and that he is okay. And he's definitely your guardian angel. He is definitely looking out for you. So just know that he's with you, and I'll leave you with that, okay?
All righty. Great.
Okay. Thank you, Stella, so much for
calling.
Thank
you so much, Stella.
Thank you so much. God bless you both.
We're so sorry for your loss as well.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Good night.
Have a good night, Mike.
Okay. What the heck happened there? All right, now. So, our next caller. I'm looking at my list because a lot of people did. There's a few people in the chat room that did put their area code in, and they put their name down. So it's a really good idea for you people that are online to do that in the chat room if you could do that. So our next caller is 508. Hello, Mike. It's Kim and Drew. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you for taking my call.
No problem. Thanks for being here. What can we do for you tonight?
Well, I would like to connect if that's possible.
Okay. Okay. Drew, do you mind if I take this?
No, go for it. It's all you.
Okay. So, Mike, go a little fast. And just to let the audience members know, I always ask permission as well. So, Mike, may I read for you?
Yes.
Okay. Just give me a second to try to connect with you. I do have a few people here for you. I feel mother in spirit. Would you understand mother in spirit?
Yes.
Okay. She's showing me her back in the 50s, I have to say. She feels like she's very, what I do is I just give you the information. If you can validate it, great. And what I will do is ask you what part of that information that you can take. I try not to focus on the nose. But sometimes the no's are good because that can turn into something else too. So, but she shows me very much a traditional type of woman, and I keep on seeing her cleaning the dishes. I understand that her hair, she used to wear her hair in her younger days in pin curls. She's telling me about her pin curls. She's also describing how she used to, she's very much into her hair, and she did the Saturday morning ritual, going to the beauty parlor, the whole nine yards. She's also making me understand that as she got older in her years, that she used to have the blue dye in the hair. Do you know how the older women with the white hair, they put the little tinge of blue in it? So she's showing me that. Would you understand any of that information?
No. She passed at 40.
She passed at 40. This could be grandmother, because I'm feeling this is definitely an older woman that had passed.
Okay.
So there's no wasted information from spirit. So I feel like this is mother's mother that has passed. Again, she feels like she is a mother figure, though, to you, or maybe she was at one time. She's showing me her black orthopedic shoes. So she's making me feel that she wore black orthopedic shoes. Would you understand that connected to your grandmother?
Her mother actually died around the same time as like my mom did, like young,
okay.
40. So
okay.
never knew her.
Okay. Would you understand a woman in spirit connected to you could be grandmother, I guess it's on your father's side, I have no idea, or that she feels like she was a little taller in stature, so I want to bring her to 5'7". I want to say that she had light brown hair when she was younger. I want to say she wore pin curls. I also want to say that as she got older, she would go to the beauty parlor, and she had a little blue tinge to her hair. I want to say that she had a walking apparatus with her as she got later on in years, the last couple of years of her life. She's talking about something about the diabetes or something that affected the blood. I have to go back to the black orthopedic shoes, as I feel there was a problem with arthritis in her toes. Older people like to talk about their ailments. And this one's no exception to the rule. So would you understand that?
I don't, because the grandmother on my dad's side was blind. And, I mean, she was pretty good condition to the end, other than being blind.
Okay. I'm getting Beatrice with this woman. So you have to think outside of your own box. So I'm understanding the name Beatrice connected to this woman. Could be her name or somebody else connected to her. I'm also understanding the name Dolores also connected to her. Would you understand that?
Well, no, I'm sorry, I don't.
Okay. Well, Drew, I'm just going to pass it off to you.
All right. So, Mike, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, loud and clear.
Okay, perfect. Now, I'm just going to start fresh here, okay? So let me ask you, who would you like to connect with?
Well, ultimately, my mom would be great.
Okay. Now, do you understand why I keep getting a Sarah type of name? Now, I might be off on the name, but I keep getting like an S name with her, like a Sarah, Sammy, Sarah. Do you understand that? Now, look, when I get a name, it doesn't necessarily mean it's her name. It could be somebody connected to her. But I need to get this S name for a female to you. Do you understand that?
I'm trying to think of a connection of her to an S name.
Yeah, or you to an S name.
I have a sister that's Susan.
Okay, perfect. It's got to be that. Usually I've gotten Susan before, but let me just work with this.
Yeah.
Now, I know there were a couple different people that were just coming through. Now, did you already say, what did you already provide? Did you provide anything about your mom before? Do you understand the cancer?
Yes.
Okay, and was it breast cancer or bone cancer? I keep getting like a B cancer.
Yeah, it was pretty rare, especially for the 70s, and then eventually it became everything. But yeah, I mean, she had mastectomy and everything like that.
Okay, perfect. And you understand it was the left? You might not be aware of that,
I keep
wanting to feel my left chest, okay?
Yeah, it's possible.
But there was also, like, some sort of kidney failure or it metastasized and affected the organs to a point. And I know this happens anyway, but it's almost like I feel like part of it was almost a separate issue with the kidney or the bladder. Do you understand this?
I mean, literally, the cancer, was everywhere. And,
okay.
I mean, so I'm sure. And it,
I just keep feeling this in my like, my kidney and my bladder. It's like, so, now, there were just two of you, correct? Two children?
There's three of us.
Okay. Are there two boys, one girl?
The other way around. Two girls, one boy.
Shit. Okay. Sorry, Curse, but...
You
curse.
No, you're fine.
It bothers me. So let me just continue working with her, okay? Come on. So let me just slow this down. I want to make sure that I stay here with her, because just like with Kim, like you have a lot of people that are trying to come through. You know, that name Dolores keeps coming to me as well, what Kim was getting.
Yes.
So I don't know if I'm getting it. We're getting it a little bit, because names are very elusive. It's either I'm getting them spot on or I'm getting it like the sound like it. So I don't know what this Dolores is, but I have to tell you, she wants to. Okay, so your mom keeps showing me her hair. I know I was just getting this for this other guy. So I know that there's something important about, she keeps making me aware of, she was so beautiful and then all of a sudden she wasn't. And that really, really, she didn't want you guys to have to see that. Who was either 7 or 17? What were you 17? I keep getting this number. I want to go to 17, but it might be 7. Do you understand that number with her or the age?
Well, I was 14, so maybe my youngest sister was 7, 8.
7, 8, okay. And
something
you understand
like that,
the August connection with her or your sister?
That's when she passed in August.
Okay, perfect. So, look, sometimes I just get facts, and it's not, you know, it comes in really quick, so I just want to give you what I'm getting. She's really trying to make a connection here. And it's funny, it's like, now, before, I was getting a man that had an earring. Do you understand that you had or have an earring?
I mean, I had them periodically growing up.
Perfect. The only reason I'm saying that is because I'm aware, again, of this energetic presence of a male with an earring, and it's going to you, to my phone, showing me that she was already coming in before, at the end of my last link, showing me you. So just let me work with this, and I think she's just trying to let you know that she is around. Now, I don't know if you have – do you have one of her pillows? Or she keeps making me aware of this square pillow that somebody has. It's almost like a pillow you'd put on a decorative pillow, but it's significant. Do you understand this?
I don't have it, but one of my sisters may.
Okay. Just remember, it's weird. It's like there's an embroidered, is that how you say it, pillow or some sort of quilt over some sort of cushion. She keeps showing me this. Like, I don't know if she made them or if it was something that one of you guys kept that she used to be on this couch. I just keep being aware of these. Like, look, as a guy, I'm not the decorator, but it's a pillow.
Right, right.
And it's got, like, that button in the middle, so I know it's not like a sleeping pillow. And it seems to be significant. I'm not exactly sure. Now, do you guys have a separate piece of property, or do your parents have a separate piece of property? I keep wanting to go to almost like either a lake house or a cabin. Do you understand that?
No, but I mean, we, like when I was 18, we moved on to a lake.
Okay.
As our permanent house.
So maybe that's where she's trying to get me. So, because
and
I just feel like
both my sisters live on lakes.
Okay. All right. So maybe that's where I'm going with it. And I just feel like, now are you in the middle?
I'm the older.
Damn. I'm just not doing well with the kids tonight. Okay. So, she keeps making me aware that, you know, when I get a star over somebody's head, it means that it's like you're either the glue or you became the responsible adult very quickly. And I know you went through some rebellion and some anger, but she's making me aware that things are turning out pretty good for you. Do you understand this?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Now, are you married and divorced and remarried?
No, I've never been married.
Huh. I have two. I need to talk about the two marriages. Is that one of your sisters
My
that
dad.
Was married and divorced? Your dad?
Yeah.
Is he still alive?
Yeah.
Okay, so let me just work on this. I'm sorry. I keep thinking it's for you. Now, do you understand she was quite the talker?
Yeah, back in,
okay.
when, you know, in her
Because
in
I'm
her
almost
mission
having trouble
so
keeping up with her. It's like every time I get something, there's more stuff coming. So to me, that just means that someone was very quick, very quick. And do you understand the art with her or the creativity? And look,
yeah,
don't be afraid
yeah,
to
she
say
would
no
do,
if I'm wrong.
Yeah, a lot,
but I
yeah
feel,
no, no, no. She would do
like
a lot of
very
macrame.
Creative...
Yeah, she would
sorry.
Do like a lot of macrame stuff, which is kind of like
What's that?
thick cord knitting.
It's weaving.
Okay,
you
perfect.
Can make yeah, it's creative.
So maybe that's why I was seeing that pillow and the blanket, because I felt like it was either something that she always kept or that she made. So okay,
yeah, she used to make these big Raggedy Ann and Andy dolls too that were really
And do you understand
popular
that she was, I don't want to say this the wrong way, but she was a really, really loving soul and she was kind of a hippie?
You know, I kind of, again, we were young.
Like you would
so,
say
you know,
she's not conservative except when it comes to the kids.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, because I feel like in her life, she was definitely had this free spirit vibe. Like, I want to get out and do gardening, and I want to kind of,
yep.
I want to get my hand, I want to roll up my sleeves, get my hands dirty and do things, and I want to roll around on the floor with you guys, and I want to be there. Like, I feel like she could be Superwoman, but when it came to her kids, she was, like, super protective and very, like, she didn't want, like, she would do anything for you guys. You understand that?
Man, she lived about 8 years longer than she was supposed to.
And I feel like it's just really important. Now, what'd you say?
I said she lived about 8 years longer than any doctor gave her prognosis for.
But you do understand this was the second time it came back?
Oh, yeah. There
okay.
was
okay.
there was a remission.
Because I just feel like
then,
number two got her.
Yeah.
You know, and I keep getting the only other name, and I know we haven't hit any of these names except for the Sarah-Susan connection, but I keep getting like a Margot or Margaret type of name. Do you understand that with her?
Margaret.
Yeah, it's like M-A-R-G, like a Margot, Margaret. You know, I don't know
why. I
think
she might have had a high school friend. I think she might have had a high school friend named Margot, if maybe.
But it would have had, is the woman in spirit or no?
Oh, that I have no idea.
Okay, nah, maybe, I don't know because, I don't know, I'm just going to give you that. I keep
yeah.
getting that. And I know, you know, she's making me aware of these, it's so funny, like whenever I see those socks that are like really pulled up with the stripes on them, it's like the 60s or the 70s or the early 80s.
Right.
So she just keeps showing me these family portraits that are really significant. So do you have the album or do you guys have like something set aside with a bunch of pictures in it? Do you understand that?
Oh yeah, there's a bunch of albums back in Michigan, yeah.
And I feel like there's either someone made a collage or someone's making a collage, and I feel like there's three frames, and they're in timeline. Do you understand this? Like, I keep seeing, like, if you were walking down a hallway, you would see, like, a 3-foot by 3-foot, like, a large frame, like almost like a window, well, not quite a window size, but a big frame, and there's pictures, like, in chronological order, but I see three of them. I don't know why this is significant, so I don't know if each of you have
well,
separate albums.
There's separate albums for each kid.
Okay, perfect. All right. I'm sorry I didn't just get it like that, but I'm just, like I
yep,
said, I'm
no,
just going to give it to you as I get it.
Yep.
Now, was your dad was the one in the military?
I was in the Navy.
It was you. Okay, perfect. Are you just like your dad? I don't know why I keep getting you guys' wires crossed.
I hope not.
Yeah, well, usually when, she's funny.
Yeah.
The one thing I keep getting is that, you know, just be careful because you end up being just like the person you don't want to be like.
Right.
And it surprises you all the time. You know that, right?
Yeah. Oh, no.
Like,
yeah.
I sound just like my dad.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. I just feel like she's just really and she's just starting to come closer and closer. And I got to tell you, with her, I get so much love. Like, there's this, like, I can almost feel my mom's presence with your mom. And she's showing me that they were very, very similar. Like, there's this, now is there an Irish connection with you or English?
English, mom's side, direct descendants of the Mayflower.
Perfect, English, okay. And I just feel like it's really important that you know that, now she had, are there twins on that side of the family? I keep getting the twins where I need to talk about the two sisters.
I know, she had one sister, so that would make, it would be two sisters for me, and then she had another sister, but it would be her and my aunt as the two sisters.
Okay, fair enough.
Or be
I
my
guess that's
sister.
What she's trying to make. But there's two that are, like, identical. Do you understand that? Like, if they don't have to be in looks, but they're, like, they're really, really close, or they're, like, the same people. And I got to tell you, I feel like it's her sister.
Yeah, that I'm not sure, because she was the only one that had the one mom, and then my grandfather remarried and had the other five kids.
Okay, fair enough. And I could just feel her kind of slowly pulling back. And I know, you know, we have to kind of move quick sometimes on this.
Oh, yeah.
But Mike, I have to tell you that she really did do a really good job. She was really coming through. And I do have to tell you, like, the grandmother or the person that Kim had, I feel like is standing behind her like, you missed me. You missed it. Like,
I want to talk about
this
woman. I have to talk about this woman just a tad. I know you couldn't take her, but I know she...
Mike,
sorry.
Just know that she came through and she absolutely adores you guys. And please tell the others that she came through. And this pillow or this blanket she knitted or whatever that is that is really significant, she just watches over you guys. She just wants you to be happy. There is so much love there, and I'll turn it over to Kim. Thank you, Mike.
Awesome. Thank you.
Okay. I usually don't double dip like this, but I have to say I feel this woman's so connected that I don't believe she belongs to you. You said you weren't married, but do you have a close girlfriend or a friend that is a girl or somebody close that you work with that is a woman that you're very close with?
There's a new woman that I'm very close with.
Okay, she just had an aunt or something like a mother-like. I want to say she was an aunt. I want to say she was an aunt. And I want to say that she had just passed. And I want to say it's within 4 to 6 months ago, okay? So please give her this information, okay? And she is originally from Tennessee. This woman is she has roots in Tennessee. So I don't think she lived there for a real long period, but she has roots in Tennessee. And then she says she moved up into the middle of the country. So that's what I'm feeling from that woman. She's giving me the name Gertrude. Remember the name Grace as well. You're writing this down, Mike?
Gertrude's actually my grandmother, the blind grandmother on my dad's side.
Okay, well, we're just concentrating on your friend's aunt right now, I believe. So
okay.
It may be. Sometimes they bring in different
Gertrude
little things. But
Tennessee.
Remember the arthritis, the foot problem. There was a definite foot problem that was tremendously painful, tremendously painful. So it's not even like black orthopedics. It was, I feel there's polio in that family as well, as I see a brace going up. So there was polio in that family. So just let you would understand that connected to your friend, correct?
Oh, connected to my friend, no. Okay, I'll write that down.
Okay. And maybe I'm getting another spirit in, but we have to move on. So thank you very much for indulging me on that one, Mike. So have a great night.
Thank you for your time. You as well.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Okay. All right, Drew. So we still have a lot of callers. We only have 15 minutes left. So
we'll try to get to the person that they want to connect with and see if me and you can connect
we'll try
with them.
To
and maybe we can get three callers in 5 minutes each.
Yeah, we're going to have to do it boom, bada, boom, bada, boom. So you have to excuse us.
How are we
going to
do it?
Boom, bada, boom, bada, boom.
You're so Jersey, kid.
I know that Jade has been waiting for a while. I know a lot of people have been waiting for a while. So I'm going to get to her 1 second. Hello, Jane. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thanks for picking my call.
No problem. And, Jade, who would you like to connect with?
I'm not sure if you're picking up any connection with my mother or, you know, anybody related to me, or I'm not sure.
Okay, so you want to connect with your mother? Did you want to connect with your mother?
Yes, if possible.
Okay. Drew, if you have something, let me know.
You can take this one. I will try to tune in too.
Okay. Let me just give me a second here, Jade.
Sure.
Okay. She is actually, I'm feeling a woman coming through. She's showing me a locket. She's showing me a gold locket is what she's showing me. She's showing me pictures in the gold locket. I don't know if these were actually in the locket,
you
but
said
she's
gold
showing
what?
Me.
Locket?
A gold locket.
Okay.
Okay. She's showing me black and white pictures in the gold locket. Now, I'm not sure if these are connected to the gold locket, or I'm seeing a picture of a woman, and it feels like they were in the 40s or something along that lines. Would you understand that with your mother?
Not really.
Okay. Would you understand that mother had intestinal or she had some internal organ problems? Because I'm feeling gravitated to the middle of my core. So would you understand that?
I was not aware that, you know, there were some other causes that she passed away of, not related to what you mentioned. But, you know,
I'm not saying
well
she passed of that. I'm saying that there were problems with her internal organs. Would you understand that?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay. I feel mother was, I'm feeling a strictness about mother, or would you understand her running a very strict household?
Actually, she wasn't strict at all. I'm not sure where you're picking that up from. Yeah.
Okay, I'm just not having a good connection tonight there, Drew, so
So let me see if I can try to, Jade, let me see what I can do, and I don't know that I'll be able to connect with your mom, so let's see what the connection is, what I can do here, okay, because, I felt Kim was connecting, so just bear with me a second. Now, do you understand the German connection?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
And do you understand that she smoked?
Who smoked?
Your mom.
Actually, my mom never smoked.
Are you positive
Maybe
about that?
Someone
because
else.
I have a woman here. I need to talk about German heritage. I definitely feel a strong woman, and I feel like this woman smoked. She may not have smoked at the end of her life, and it probably wasn't the cause, but there's definitely smoking here. And I feel like, I don't know if she was lefty, but I want to use my left hand a lot. I don't know why.
Well,
do you understand
with
either your mom or your grandmother?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's not my mom nor my grandmother. It was some German friends that we had. They both passed away, and this person used to smoke, but she was very much connected to our family, very
Got
much.
Got it. Okay, and so that's what I feel like I'm with the same person that was coming through with Kim. Do you understand that she was a bit thicker? She was a thicker woman?
My mom?
No, the German woman, your friend.
Well, this was a family friend, and I was just a kid when she passed away, but I wouldn't say
I don't
say
know why she's showing me that. She's showing me, like, a very older... She's almost showing me, like, a generation back, and that's why I thought it was, like, your grandmother. So I know you said that she was, when you were younger, she had passed. But I got to tell you, she looks at you as like family, like grandchild.
Yes, we
like
were
that's
very,
just how I feel.
We used to live
Did
with her.
Did you call her Olga or Oma?
No, I
keep hearing that, and Oma is a German word for grandma. So I don't know why I keep getting that. So now she helped out with the kids, though. Do you understand that?
Well, she a lot of my sisters and myself live in her house here for many years with her husband,
it.
Too,
okay.
with the family. With
that's
the family.
That's why. And the big thing, I'm not getting a lot from her. What I will tell you is that she's really stepping forward here. And I get the same thing. I get, like, I want to go to, like, my kidney and my liver or my spleen.
That person, she did pass away. I think it was stomach cancer or something like that.
Got it. Okay, thank you.
Yes. And the other thing is I just, there's a very proud person here, but she wants to make it clear that, because she was strong, correct?
Who, the German woman?
Yes.
Yes, she was strong. She used to be an artist,
and
actually.
I feel like she had to be to kind of keep things, I guess, orderly. I don't really follow that, but the thing is, she also is as proud as she was, and it doesn't mean in a prideful, bad way, like proud, like she worked for what she had. That's how I feel with her.
Mm-hmm.
But she's making me feel like she's so proud of you, and that's really why she's coming through for you. That's really, really how I feel, because I feel like in some way she feels indirectly, you know, like, I don't want to say taking credit from you, but like almost with you, and she's just so proud because I know that you had some, it was tough growing up. That's how she's making me feel. And she's just, and like Kim was saying, I do feel like she ran a very strict household. I feel the same way. I feel like it may not have been like she's walking around with a broomstick smacking people, but I do feel like she had a very orderly way of doing things. But if you sat down and talked to her, you might not pick that up with her because she had a very good way about her, a very loving way. You understand?
Yes.
And the only other thing I keep getting with her is I don't know why I keep seeing this picture of a woman and there's like shorter, like very short hair. Did she have very short hair?
Well, actually, she had long hair. My mom at times had short hair.
Okay, so maybe I'm getting them confused. So just bear with me a sec, okay? So let me see if she's stepping back and mom is stepping in. Unless, Kim, do you want to connect or are you...
No, I'm
okay.
Good.
So let me see here. So
we have about 8 minutes.
You know, the one thing I feel like with your mom, and I don't know why tonight it seems like I'm getting a lot of medical stuff on people to kind of distinguish who's who. The one thing I'll say, Jade. Now, was there also a J name with her, or a Jane, or another Jade? Because I keep getting that.
Her name was Jenny.
Perfect. Okay. And do you understand that there was some sort of either blood toxic or blood clotting issue
with her? I mean, that was back, you know, in the late 70s when she passed away. And
I just keep getting this blood clotting, like it comes up my legs. I also get like my organs, the same thing as with the German woman, but I don't feel cancer. I feel like I just feel like
blood
there's a blood toxicity issue or, like, clots. Yeah, like there's something with the flow of the blood. Like, I almost want to go to my legs. So I don't know if that's stroke, aneurysm, or I don't know what that is, but I get blood clots more than anything.
Actually, my mom passed away of an aneurysm on the brain.
Perfect.
Okay,
so look, so just know that she's – I'm so sorry we have to be so quick and so short, but I just need you to know that she's like making me feel like I am trying. I'm trying to come through here. But she's also very, was she quiet?
My mom, very quiet, extremely
okay.
quiet.
Because I don't feel like, it's almost like she's very meek. Like when the German woman stepped in, I felt like she kind of stepped back. She gave a little bit and was like, oh, you're not getting it. Like there's almost like that timid, like, I don't want to say the word shy, but almost like I don't need to be the center of attention, but she definitely wanted to come through for you just to let you know that she's here and she's okay. And again, same thing, very proud, a lot of love, and I'll just leave you with that because we do need to move on. But thank you so much for calling in, Jade.
Thank you.
Okay. I know a lot of people are putting down on the chat that they've been waiting from the beginning, but everybody's been waiting from the beginning, so we do apologize, and we're trying to get to everybody. But
and we'll take that as a compliment. We're definitely trying to get to everybody.
Yes, we're trying to get to everybody. So
you can always go to Kim or my website and pay for a reading, and you can get 30 or 40 minutes. So if it's for free,
that's
we're
right.
doing the best we
Never,
can.
It's free. You know, we try our best, though, even though, you know, we're just doing it free on the radio. We do try our best, just like we would do a paid reading. But
absolutely.
We're just trying to iron out the kinks tonight. So we're going to go to our last caller. So who are we going to go to? Because I don't have any more names here. So I don't know who's who. Okay.
Come on, people, put your names in there. We should just only go for names next time.
Okay. Hello, caller. It's Kim and Drew. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. What is your name?
Victoria.
Hi, Victoria.
Hey, Victoria. Hi, how are you?
Good. You wanted to connect?
Yes. Whoever comes in, because I have a feeling there's a lot coming in.
Okay. Drew, can I take this?
Yeah, absolutely. Go for it.
I've been batting zero tonight, but you know what? With you, I have a bunch of women coming through, and I feel like it's an older generation. I go very fast because I feel the flow of the energy right now. So may I please read for you, Victoria?
Absolutely.
Okay. So I'm feeling a mother energy around you as well. I'm also understanding she had sisters on the other side as well. Would you understand any of that information?
I'm assuming that's my grandmother.
Okay. Okay. She's talking about, she feels like a very, very strong woman. She feels like there might have been, she feels a little bit on the shorter side. When I say shorter than me, I'm 5'5",
yes.
So I want to say that. I want to say there's a little thickness around her as well. I want to say she's absolute character is what I want to say
yes.
as well.
Yes.
Very, very full of life, very spirited, did not bite her tongue whatsoever. Would you understand that about your grandmother?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay. She wants to give me the name Alvin or Al. Just remember an A-L name. I believe that's connected to the family. I'm not saying it's her name. That would be kind of strange, Grandma being named Alvin, but that's what I want to say. I also want to say she's bringing me, she's talking about Lucky Strike cigarettes. So I'm not saying that Grandma smoked, but she wants to give me Lucky Strike cigarettes, so that could be connected to a male in the family that used to smoke those. Would you understand that?
Her son that died a long time ago.
He used to smoke the Lucky Stripes?
Yes.
Okay, because she wants to give me that as well. I'm also, and I do apologize because I feel like, again, grandmother's coming through, but she's also talking about board game night, or there was a board game night, and she wants to talk about Ed Sullivan Show. She wants to talk about the Beatles as well. She wants to talk about posters in somebody's room with the Beatles or something along that line. So, obviously, I don't think Grandma had posters of Paul McCartney, but she wants to...
No, but my aunt was the one.
Okay.
One of my aunts.
Okay, because she wants to talk about that. She wants to talk about a body of water that everybody used to go to. I don't know if you're on the coast, but it could be lake.
No, I know the body of water though. I know what she's talking about.
Okay, because it just feels like a body of water that everybody used to
mm-hmm.
congregate at it as well.
Yes,
and she's talking about also there, and I'm going to have to. Oh, we only have 2 minutes, but she just. Want you to kind of reflect on the good times right now as she's making me feel that I might be going through a little bit of bumps right now to reflect on her toughness the way she's talking about no filter. She says it's time for you to get that no filter thing.
She had no filter.
And she's saying you gotta start speaking your mind a little bit because, you know, just like she did, but maybe not exactly the way that she did. She wants to bring my attention also to a cigar box, and she's making me feel like a gentleman and her contemporary had a cigar box as well and liked to smoke Cubans as well, but also collected things in there as well as somebody
yes.
went into the shed and would see a bunch of nuts and bolts or whatever. You know,
oh,
like
my
collected
God, that's
things
my grandfather, her husband.
Yes, yes. So,
oh, my God.
Yes, so that's really all I have. Thank you for allowing me to connect.
Water. The body of water. She mentioned it. I was at a church. It's Our Lady of Lourdes. Actually, it's a replica of the church in France, and it's in the Bronx, and I was just there. We used to sit there and eat all the time.
That's
okay.
Fantastic.
Did she have red hair?
Well, she colored it a lot, so we get confused with that.
Okay, because she's showing me, like, flaming red hair.
No,
so I don't know.
I mean,
she's speaking about somebody else.
You have, like, 10 seconds.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm going to have to let you go. Thank you so much for calling.
You're very welcome. Thank you so much for taking my call. This was such a blessing.
Thank you,
thank
everybody.
You so much.
We
thank
really
you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. Okay, Drew, so you want to close up the show because we have 18 more seconds.
Yes, we just want to say thank you and welcome again to Speaking Spirit. We'll see you next Thursday at 9 o'clock, or we'll hear from you next Thursday at 9 o'clock. And maybe we'll do 2 hours so we can get more people in here if we
yes.
can. But thank you so much.
Thank you, everybody. Have a great night. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye, Drew.